Today, Daimler Chrysler's board of directors removed the American president of its Chrysler unit and replaced him with German executive Dieter Zetsche. As NPR's Jerome Vaughan reports, there's been speculation about the move in light of multi-million dollar losses.
Daimler Chrysler's supervisory board released a statement about the leadership change during its meeting in Stuttgart, Germany today. At the automaker's American headquarters in Auburn Hills, Michigan, company executives tried to minimize the controversy over the move. Spokeswoman Lori McTavish.
Basically, the board decided that there would be new management put in place to lead the Chrysler Group, and that includes Dieter Zetsche, who will be the new president and CEO, and the introduction of a chief operating officer by the name of Wolfgang Bernhard.
Zetsche will take over the Chrysler Group from American James Holden, who has been in the position for just a year. Holden was fired because he wasn't cutting costs quickly enough. Chrysler lost $512 million in the third quarter of this year. Cuts in production, excess inventory, and the industry-wide trend towards price discounts and incentives led to the heavy losses. But auto analyst John McElroy says the problems go farther back than last quarter.
This merger has been an unmitigated disaster. Chrysler 2 years ago was the most profitable car company in the world on a per-unit basis. Right now it's losing money, and they've had to broom out their top management to make room for Germans to come in to run it.
McElroy says the board's choice of Zetsche removes any pretense that Daimler Chrysler was a merger of two equal companies, as it was first characterized. Company officials have said as much in recent months, but putting a German in charge of the U.S. unit is expected to further hurt morale at Chrysler. Top American executives have been steadily leaving the company since the merger. Dieter Zetsche had been head of Chrysler's commercial vehicles unit, where he successfully increased profit margins. He's also credited with playing a key role in the company's efforts to expand into Asia. Some consider him an eventual successor to Chairman Jürgen Schrimp. Analyst John McElroy says the first order of the day for Zetsche will be to quickly restore Chrysler to profitability.
There's only three ways in this business that you can really get a lot of money fast out of a corporation. Number one, reduce capital investment in new plants and equipment. Number two, reduce or cut back on future product development. And number three, go beat up your suppliers. And that's exactly what I'm sure we're going to see him do.
Wall Street analysts are also closely watching changes at Daimler Chrysler. The automaker has announced that its earnings will not meet expectations. That news has added to the automaker's already depressed stock value. Prices in both U.S. and European markets have hovered near all-time lows in recent days. Jerome Vaughan, NPR News, Detroit.